UFO reporting center?
Yes, so I've got some information I want to report on a UFO.
Okay.
Okay, just a second, please. Okay, I'm an air traffic controller at Oakland International Airport.
Yes, sir.
And this was called in to me, and they tried to get a hold of you, and apparently they couldn't. And they called me back and gave me the information. So I'll pass what I can to
okay,
you.
Okay, fine.
Second hand. Okay, it was in the vicinity of Novato, California.
Uh-huh.
And it's above San Rafael, and it was called to me by a CPO.
Okay.
And the way it happened, apparently he's in charge of what they call a base react. It's a unit which people drive around in the car with a radio, and if they see an accident or something on the base, they get on the radio. It's an emergency service type radio to call the appropriate authorities.
Oh, yes.
And he had somebody saw it first and then called it to him, and then he saw it. And the person that called him said it appeared to come from the Oakland area. And he observed it for about 2 minutes. He didn't know the distance that it traveled or the speed it traveled at. And by looking at it with the naked eye, it looked like one bright light. But through some binoculars, it looks like a cluster of four small lights.
Okay.
And it appears to be wavering up and down. They've been watching for about the last 20 minutes.
Okay, was this thing stationary?
Apparently at first it moved, and then appears to be for the last 20 minutes to be fairly stationary.
Okay. All right, can we get your name?
Okay, my name is...
That's Oakland Center?
Oakland International Airport.
Okay.
I have some additional information here if you want it.
Sure.
Okay, I asked him about it, and he said it was above the horizon, but it was not far enough above the horizon that it could be mixed in with the stars.
Uh-huh.
He said he spent quite a bit of time in his backyard, so he knew what a satellite looked like.
Okay.
And he said it just appeared to be above the horizon. He didn't have anything to compare it with as far as distance or height.
All right. Oh, I sure appreciate this.
Okay.
And we'll check it out.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
I've got a name of somebody else if you want somebody else that also saw.
Okay. Okay.
And they did call I think it was the Novato Police Department. Called them.
All right, sir.
And they're going to try to get a picture of it if they can, if someone has a good enough camera.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Right.
Good night.
Bye. Sir, this is the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Yes.
We understand you saw something in the sky tonight.
We sure have.
I'd like to hear about it.
Okay, we got a call from one of our mobile react units, and he reported it to us. He gave us a direction from where he saw, which is pretty close to where we're at right now. So we look out through our back door window, which is just about due west. It's a bright light. It looks like, it would be one of the bright stars like the North Star, except that it's in the wrong area.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we told him we saw it too. I called the Novato Police Department here and informed my mobile unit that I had called the Novato Police Department, and he told me he had a person with him at that time who had seen it move from Oakland up to the area where we were watching it at. And he said it took it about 2 minutes to move up there, and then it just stopped right there in midair.
Yes.
And, we've been watching it now for, pretty close to a half hour, 45 minutes. And it looked like it was hanging right in midair, We watched it move up just a little bit, move down just a little bit. And now looking out my back door window, which I'm doing right now while I'm talking to you, it has dropped quite a bit in the sky. But, nothing like a normal star would do with the rotation of the Earth.
Yes. Okay, about what time did you spot that?
Okay, it was reported to us, I'd say about 10 minutes to 7 our time.
Okay.
It's a brilliant white light, and it got brighter a couple of times, like it was something coming closer to you.
Yes.
And then it started to fade back out.
Okay, how's the sky conditions there tonight?
Sky conditions seem to be fairly clear. I saw one airplane tonight that has flown between me and this object. I saw the same airplane flying, as I would be looking towards this object, to the left and below it. And I was just out in my front yard where I could get a better view of it, trying to get a picture of it. You know, we got too much house lights and everything around here to get a decent picture.
Right.
And one of my friends called my attention to another object that was in the sky, which after looking at a little bit more, it looked to me more like a helicopter, which was, you know, a complete 180 degrees from this.
Yes.
I heard no noise from it, but I saw anti-collision lights and everything on that.
Okay, is this other object, is it pure white?
Pure white.
Okay. In due west?
It is just about due west for me.
Okay. And you can't see anything else on it in the way of colored lights?
I can't see anything at all. This mobile unit of ours that reported it has a fairly strong pair of binoculars, and he looked at it, and he said it looked like a cluster of four lights in a square that were very close together.
Oh, okay.
With binoculars.
Uh-huh. And he actually saw it coming up from the Sacramento area?
He saw it coming up from the Oakland area. We're due north of Oakland. It's about due north of Oakland, and he saw it coming up from that area. For approximately 2 minutes, he said.
Okay. And which city is this?
This is Novato, California, which
Novato,
is...
Okay,
I'm actually living in Hamilton Air Force Base housing.
Okay. And can we get your first name?
Dennis.
Did you try to get through to us before?
Yes, I did, and I kept getting the signal that you're due to equipment problems, you know, I'd have to hang up and try calling again.
Well, for heaven's sake.
So I tried that for about 5 minutes, and then I decided, well, you know, I might be wasting my time for a while if this was going to be a problem. So I
right.
called the Oakland FAA again, who had been the people that had given me your phone number.
Right. Okay. Okay, we'll check into this, see if we can't come up with some kind of an answer, and if we come up with an identification, why, we'll let you know about it.
Okay, if you have any further questions or anything, don't hesitate to call. I've been in the Navy for 16 years, you know, and I've seen one other time something like this.
Okay. Where did you say you had got our number?
I got it from the Oakland Airport.
Oh, okay.
Power.
Okay, we'll get on it right away.
Fine. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.